producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the KE Weekend Report. We're going to start off the show on what I think was perhaps one of the more important events of last week. It was a political event, and it was the caucuses in Iowa. Who knows who won? Did Bernie Sanders win? Who knows? Did Hillary Clinton win? Who knows even less? What's going on with Ted Cruz? What's going on with Donald Trump? I don't know. What I want to talk about right now, we have Glenn Downs with us. Glenn is very definitely in the category of being a Washington insider. Spent an awful lot of time on the Hill as the chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones out of North Carolina. We've been chatting with Glenn for probably 3 years on political issues. Glenn has tremendous insight. Glenn, before we talk about the overall events that occurred in Iowa last Monday, what I really want to hear about is what is going on? How come Hillary Clinton is not getting indicted? I don't get it, man.
Good question, because obviously if you looked at what General Petraeus did, it was bad, and he was indicted, and he lost his, had to get out of the military and everything else. And so what she did, has done, is much more grievous than that. And just in terms of not protecting classified information, but there are obviously credible allegations that it goes beyond that. It's that in addition to doing State Department business on private email servers, that one of the things that was going on was pay-to-play stuff within the State Department, that there were people and foreign governments, people, entities in foreign governments even, that gave money to the Clinton Foundation, which was used for Bill and Hillary and Chelsea and God knows whatever else, in exchange for official actions out of the State Department. So it's very serious allegations. And one could argue, because if there are credible reports that the FBI is preparing a recommendation to the Justice Department to indict Mrs. Clinton, and they obviously, it's such a high-profile case, you have to make sure every I is dotted and every T is crossed. But this is crazy. We're living crazy times. This is just one of the crazy things going on in these crazy times.
Glenn, let's switch over to the Iowa caucus and even look ahead to New Hampshire and a few other states that will follow. How much credence do you put in what happens in Iowa as we move forward with these?
Well, boy, it's very interesting because you had some concrete effects. You had some people that, like, for example, Rand Paul, who all of us know and have some affection for, was needed to do very well in a caucus state like that and overperform in order to stay credible. He didn't do it, so he's out of the race. So that's a concrete example of something that did happen. But then you started seeing, I'm not sure how much it cleared up, because you have, obviously on the Democratic side, you had Hillary allegedly winning, literally by a coin toss, not a coin toss, six coin tosses that she allegedly won. Like her cattle futures traded. She's very lucky, quote unquote. So that is, and now here we're going to New Hampshire, where Mr. Sanders has already enjoyed the lead. It looks like he's, unless something changes, it looks like Iowa probably bolstered his supporters and made his win and potential win in New Hampshire even more likely. So that's one concrete effect. You had the effect of Marco Rubio overperforming, which is, I think, was very from the establishment is going to be very likely to coalesce behind Rubio in the next couple of weeks, unless somebody like Kasich or Christie or Bush suddenly comes roaring back in New Hampshire. If they do, they're back in the game. But otherwise, I know. I mean, I know for a fact. I talk to people and I see what some of my friends are saying on social media and the like, and they're itching to get behind one person where they can turn the whole the money, the rules, the power, the control rules, and kind of get the media industrial complex echo chamber going in favor of this one establishment candidate. So Rubio really helped himself however that happened. Now, obviously, you know, with the Cruz came out of there, I thought initially he helped himself relative to Donald Trump in a maybe a major way, even though Cruz was always more organized in New Hampshire, rather in Iowa, than at a really highly organized ground game in Iowa than Trump did. But then the reports came out in the immediate aftermath of the Cruz victory in Iowa that it was gotten by the use of some political dirty tricks, and it was not by third-party people. This is the Cruz campaign itself did some things right as they're going to caucus to undermine Dr. Ben Carson, and they've gotten caught at it. And I think that really undermines Cruz's position as somebody who's supposed to be coming at this from a more moral standpoint, because it was clearly a real dirty trick, real dirty pool, and it's not something that it would reflect the values that he espouses.
Well, you know, I heard about that last Wednesday morning, actually. That was kind of an interesting story. I think Rush Limbaugh talked about it last Wednesday morning on his show, and that was the fact that, you know, to come out and tell people, for staffers, campaign staffers, to come out and tell people a flagrant lie like Dr. Carson is dropping out of the race, that is below dirty pool, in my opinion, Glenn.
Right. Well, it was obviously the timing was planned just as they were going into caucus, and there's not enough time to dispute it. So, you know, you had – and this was backed up not just by little staffers on the ground. You didn't know the Cruz campaign itself officially tweeted out that CNN was reporting that Carson was dropping out of the race, and CNN reported no such thing. So,
right.
So this all happened right at just at a time to get people to shift away from Carson to Cruz before they could figure out it wasn't true, and thus try to beat Trump. So it makes the Cruz and his campaign look more dishonest, and I think probably strengthens Trump going into New Hampshire. Now, Trump's going to need to win it here somewhere, but I think he's probably always was in better shape in New Hampshire than in Iowa.
I'm not going to hold you to it because a lot of things can change, but do you have any predictions on how this is all going to play out and who is going to get the nominations on either side?
Well, if you're going to bet money, I mean, I think you'd have to bet on the establishment in both cases. So that I think if you were just because you've got, speaking of money, there's a lot of money on the smart side of the establishment, Hillary Clinton, and whoever the, whether it's Marco Rubio or somebody else, whoever the establishment candidate is, and they control the mechanisms and the nominating conventions and everything else. But this is a very strange year, and people out there are boiling mad. And if the markets continue to behave the way they've been behaving, and the economy continues to behave that way, don't count anybody out.
You know, I got to tell you, my personal guess, and I'm going to go out on a bit of a limb here, but, you know, I do really enjoy politics, and I read constantly on political issues, etc. If I were to guess, I would say if Hillary doesn't get indicted, the Clinton family's pretty powerful. I certainly wouldn't support them, but if she doesn't get indicted, I would guess that she'll probably get the Democratic nomination. And I have to tell you, really going out on a limb, when you look at the satisfaction numbers for people who are satisfied in the United States with the federal government, the numbers are very, very detrimental to seasoned politicians, for lack of better terms, right now. I mean, they are so over the top against them, it's absolutely amazing. I would have to put my money on, and I never thought I'd say this, but I would probably put my money on Donald Trump. We shall see what happens. Glenn, your insight is great. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. You know, I want to say that I really enjoyed, Corey, the conversation that we had with Glenn. You know, I got to tell you, in terms of an insider, when it comes to what's going on in Washington, D.C., i.e. the Hill, etc., Glenn is awfully, awfully good, spent the majority of his life there. And I have to agree with him that politics in the United States is really getting to be like politics in your typical banana republic. I just find it to be interesting, to say the least. We have Craig Hemke, the purveyor of TF Metals, on the line with us right now. Been a good week for gold, Craig, in the sense that as of Thursday, anyway, gold continued to go up. As we recorded this on Thursday, we were up to 1155.60. Is this going to continue in your mind?
It's been a very good start to the year, Al. Actually, you look back, gold began the year down near 1065, something like that, and we're almost $100 higher, while the S&P is off by 4 or 5% of the year. And actually, if you go all the way back to December 31st of 2014, gold is almost even, where the S&P is down, I think, double digits. Excuse me. So we're off to a good start. There's a lot going on in the gold market. We look like perhaps we put in a very nice rounded double bottom in on the chart back in December. And now we'll just have to see where this rally takes us. I look at the market differently than most others, and I see the what we call the bullion banks that control the paper markets trying to enforce their will. They have effectively capped price at the 200-day moving average on three separate occurrences, three times in 2015, and we are above the 200-day moving average again now. What we want to watch for now is a higher high versus the last time this happened. Back in October, we got to 1192. We can be excited about gold. We can be hoping for a long-term bottom and a move back to the bull market. But until we get a higher high than where we got in October, I'm going to remain cautiously optimistic.
Now, Craig, assuming that we do continue this upward move, or at least assuming that we are in a more positive environment for gold, are you expecting a almost straight run-up, or are you expecting what a lot of commentators are also looking for, another pullback of different degreeing of significance in late spring, summertime?
Yeah, and you know, in the last real good run that we had from 2009 through 2011, it was often three steps forward and two steps back. And that's kind of what you have to hope for, really, going forward, until the day comes when I firmly expect this paper derivative, you know, alchemy scheme that we've dealt with on the COMEX for setting price now for 40 years. I firmly believe we're coming to the end of that as physical gold in the West is disappearing. But that's not probably going to be next week. And so while we still have this system, any bull market in paper gold is going to go through that kind of three-step forward, two-step back scheme. And hopefully, again, anything's better than going down, guys. You know, it's been – I write this website, and I've done it now for almost 5 years. But really, for the last 4 years, all gold and silver done is go down. I equate it to running a website for – what is it, the Washington Generals that play the Harlem Globetrotters and lose all the time?
They lost all the time, man. You're talking – the other guy in this conversation used to go to those games, believe it or not.
I've been to a couple of those, too. So anyway, yeah, I'm basically the biggest fan of the Washington Generals, and I write a team blog about how great the Washington Generals are. That's what it feels like most days. So if we can turn the corner here and begin a new bull market, resumption of the old bull market, whatever, it'll make it a lot easier on everybody.
Craig, here's a million-dollar question. What would cause a resumption of the old bull market or a major skyrocket upwards right now? I don't see anything out there right now that would do it.
The key to me is still monetary policy. And rather than getting into the nuts and bolts of the physical market and everything else, I'll just, on a traditional sense, let's talk about negative interest rates. Because the number one thing, you know, Wall Street Journal back in July, marking a bottom, if you will, referred to gold as pet rocks. We all understand, you know, the big argument against holding gold is it just simply collects dust and it doesn't pay a dividend, right? How many times you heard that one, Al? Well, all of a sudden, you've got to pay the German government 50 basis points for a two-year note. The Bank of Japan just formalized and instituted negative interest rates on their government debt. last week. We are moving in that direction. Something like 23% of global GDP, those countries now have negative interest rates. Well, hey, gold paying no dividend is certainly preferable to paying negative interest rates to a party to hold your cash for you. So there are fundamental reasons as to why gold suddenly looks a little more attractive. The key, though, obviously, is still the paper market, and you've got to get speculators, high-frequency trading machines, the technical funds have got to have an interest in buying paper gold on the COMEX if you're going to get price to move higher. So it's going to be a gradual process, but you want a fundamental as to why price is headed higher in 2016. That would probably be it, the negative interest rates.
Now, Craig, the negative interest rates seem to be employed by a lot of these central banks because of a lack of inflation. That seems to be their biggest concern right now. Do you see inflation ticking up or providing any sort of support in that sense for gold?
Hard to see that. And actually, Corey, over time, there have been some really interesting studies. There's this idea out there that gold's an inflation hedge, but I've seen several studies over the last couple of years that say it really doesn't correlate that way. Gold is really, at the end of the day, a reflection of confidence or lack of confidence in the fiat currency system, the global fiat currency system. And negative interest rates and endless QE and everything else is, if anything could make you less confident in fiat currency, that's it. So I don't see any inflation to answer your question. I mean, you can certainly look at commodities and crude oil and everything else. And if that's the case, then you know the central banks are just going to simply do crazier and crazier things in the this year and next year and beyond, trying to spark inflation.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I have felt for a long time that sentiment, as you're talking about right now, you know, fiscal policy, et cetera, is a major driver for gold. But I got to tell you, the one place where I would disagree is for the past 4 years, while you've been writing your, you know, appreciation blog for the Washington Generals, I mean, might be a little worse right now from a monetary standpoint than it has been, but it has absolutely been abysmal what monetary policy has been over the last 4 years, and yet that has not spurred the price of gold. Why is it doing it now?
Well, I don't know if we have the time to really get this deep in this segment today, but at the end of the day, we're talking about a price that is set on the COMEX, where speculating trading funds and computers are swapping derivative contracts back and forth with bank trading desks primarily. What drives those computers? We've talked about this with the stock market. There are key inputs. And if anybody can pull up a chart of the Japanese yen for the last 4 years and lay the price of gold over it, you see they move in almost perfect one-to-one correlation. So why is paper gold ramping up so far this year? In large part, it's because the yen has been rallying like crazy with the devaluations that are going on in China. And there's a link there between the two.
Well, Craig, we will definitely be having you back on the show more regular basis, as always. Everybody, go check out Craig's site, tfmetalsreport.com.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat? a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We had an interesting trend in gold last week in that certainly by midweek people thought that the bear market in gold perhaps could have been over. This was something that was called last week, interestingly enough, by Gary Savage and also by Bob Moriarty, a couple of good friends of ours and a couple of guys who we have a lot of respect for. We are chatting right now with Peter Bookwar. Peter, off mic, said something very interesting, and it was in the form of a question. He said, you know, show me the bear case for gold right now. I really can't see it. Peter, elaborate on that, would you?
Yeah, I think over the last couple of years, the bear case on gold was a few things. It was first that the Fed has everything under control. QE and zero interest rates are going to help and facilitate an expansion of the U.S. economy above this 2-2.5% level. And that everything's going to be fine. And then that became challenged because the U.S. economy couldn't grow more than 2.25%. But then the bear case shifted to, oh, the Fed's going to raise rates and begin on a multi-hike cycle in the next couple of years because their dots say so, and we'll see a 2.5-3% Fed funds rate in the next couple of years. Well, as I said, the first thesis is proven to be false. The Fed is now not in control, and growth is decelerating. And therefore, we're seeing rate hike odds dramatically decrease, where the odds of just one more for the rest of the year are now below 50%. So that is why the dollar is under pressure, and I think that is why gold has gotten a bid this year. Then you throw in what the Chinese have done and their willingness to weaken the yuan. You throw in negative interest rates in Japan. Draghi will likely do more in March. You have more than a quarter of the world's sovereign bond markets with negative interest rates. Therefore, owning gold doesn't cost you anything in a variety of different currencies. And from a technical standpoint, I think the most noteworthy thing over the past 3 weeks is that when the stock market has rallied, gold has as well, as opposed to vice versa. So gold is now rallying on sell-offs, stock market sell-offs, and gold is now rallying on stock market rallies. And that is, from a technical standpoint, quite a change in character. So combining that and the fundamentals, and I'm feeling more confident that this really is the end of the bear market, even though obviously I've said that before many times. Also, just one last thing with the technicals, at least today, with this $12 rally in gold, we are now above the 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages.
Peter, I do have to agree with you. When you look at the charts, gold has broken some technical levels that will provide it some support to hold up at this level, and I would say more significantly, more above the $1,100 level. That being said, it sounds like the trend that we are seeing right now, in your eyes especially, is investors moving into gold for a defensive play because the markets are moving down, but also as a play of, you know what, I need to be more allocated in there simply because, again, going back to the defensive, people are not confident on anywhere else to put their money besides, it seems like, gold and U.S. Treasuries now that we're seeing the long-term interest rates drop.
Right. No question about it. We can consider gold a safe haven-type security, but we have to ask why that is the case. I'm more just the opinion that gold is just simply just another currency that has been disrespected over the last 4 years, and for some bizarre reason, fiat money was more respected. I think that's clearly changing right now. And also, you can obviously tie gold in the cost of carrying it. And as interest rates now are getting more negative, so on a real basis, it makes it even more attractive to own. And then, yes, you can throw on global economic concerns. But all those global economic concerns are related to this currency issue. It's related to central bankers that have just gone overboard with accommodation and have way overstayed their welcome. And what this all means is just a very unstable financial environment that gold will then thus be a beneficiary of.
You know, an interesting thing that came across the wire this morning for us anyway was Peter Brandt made a comment. He said if gold can rally to 1180 to 1190, it will be the first constructive daily chart configuration to reach its target in several years. Would you agree with that?
I mean, he's probably more of a technician than I am, but looking at the same chart, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's clear to make that argument. I mean, today is just significant in that, as I mentioned earlier, that we're just above these major moving averages. Now, that has happened before over the past year. We've been teased by it, and it has since failed. And I think that 1180 is really basically taking us back to the last time we got above these moving averages back in last October. But the major fundamental difference between now and then is that the Fed hiked rates, we got it out of the way, and it's the last one for a while. Whereas back in October, there were fears that, okay, the Fed's going to raise rates, and it's the beginning of a lot of them. Now, mid-October is when they chose not to, and that's why we had the rally. But then we knew that they were going to do it eventually in December, which they did. But now that that's out of the way, to me, that was the last roadblock, so to speak, with respect to gold and silver. And now that that roadblock is pretty much out of the way, fundamentally, it's more clear sailing.
Now, Peter, let me play devil's advocate here for your question. What's the bear case for gold? How about the lack of inflation out there, which most investors associate with rising gold price when we do see higher inflation?
Right. Well, we have very little, in statistically speaking from the government, consumer inflation. But number one, the price of gold and inflation, the relationship is pretty thin. But what we have had has been massive monetary inflation that has manifested itself in asset price inflation. So it's monetary inflation that is the disease. It's where it then filters out, becomes the inflation we talk about. It's been asset price inflation, but not consumer price inflation. But the monetary inflation has been extraordinary, and gold has not kept pace with that.
I mean, to say that the monetary inflation has been extraordinary is damn near an understatement right now. I couldn't agree with you more on that one. I mean, I think that one of the things that's happening in the gold market is something that I've been harping on. And keep in mind, I'm not a technician, but, you know, gold does react favorably to insecurity, instability, what have you. And in terms of insecurity right now, in markets, financial markets all over the world, insecurity really is the watchword of the day. There's no question about that.
Yeah, no question. I mean, if you're looking at stocks, for example, and you're looking at, okay, for the S&P 500, revenue growth is negative for now 4 quarters in a row. So actually, it's not really revenue growth. It's revenue contraction for 4 quarters in a row. Earnings contracting for 3 quarters in a row. And you see monetary policy that is no longer effective. That's a very dangerous type situation. And it's not something that people are used to. So you have a couple of choices. You either ride that out and with all the risks associated with that, or you buy an asset that has just been destroyed over the past 4 years mm-hmm. that actually would be a beneficiary of these headwinds that are coming to other asset classes.
Are you recommending some of your subscribers, some of your clients, to go into specifically the precious metal or into some of the stocks or the ETFs as well?
Well, I think you should have exposure to both. If you look at a gold miner, what's been amazing is their cost structure has fallen a lot, whether it's the price of oil, the price of machinery, the price of labor. So they've been able to withstand $1,200, $1,100 type prices in gold because they've been able to lower their cost structure and lower their break-even costs. So now those break-even costs being low, and now you can actually get a rise in the price of the metal, there's a lot of leverage in these miners that they haven't seen in a while, potentially, if we're right on the price of gold and silver.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Some very, very sound comments on what happened in the gold market, which began last Wednesday or thereabouts. Peter, always a pleasure. Thanks for taking time to be on our show.
Thanks, guys.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Right now, I am chatting with Gary Savage. Gary, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Corey.
So, Gary, let's kick it off by talking about gold. As we are recording this about midday on Thursday, gold is continuing to move higher. Before we get into the gold stocks, which are having an even more impressive rally, what's your comments on gold?
Well, I continue to believe that gold has probably put in a final bear market bottom. You know, last time we talked, I outlined some of the reasons why I think that's so. And again, you know, some people will agree with me, some won't, but I'm completely convinced that this was an artificial bear market. It was created by the bullion banks. It was allowed to progress when the rules governing the futures market were basically ignored. So position limits just don't apply anymore to the bullion banks that allowed them to take the price of gold down to wherever they wanted it. And I said months ago, I said when this bear market ends, it's going to rebound, I think, very violently, which is not how a bear market would normally end. A natural bear market would end in just, you know, apathy. We just trade sideways for months and months and months, and then slowly start to build a very slow trend upwards. That would be how a natural bear market would end. An unnatural bear market, one that has been forced to, against the natural trend, would probably not end that way. It would probably end with a very violent, very aggressive move higher as the natural forces of the market break the manipulation. And I'm going to suggest that if you look at the mining stocks, that is exactly what is happening. It looks to me like we have finally broken free of this manipulation that's been holding the market down for 3 years now. So I'm guessing that the bullion banks just got gold as low as they wanted it, and now they're ready to let it go on the upside. So it looks to me like the mining stocks are in a buying stampede. Those usually last 17 to 25 days. You'll have, you know, small little 1 to 3 day corrections along the way, but the move tends to be pretty strong for about 3 to 4 weeks, and we're still pretty early. I think we're on day 12, so we could potentially have maybe another 10 or even 15 trading days yet before this initial burst out of the bottom is over.
Well, what I find interesting is gold, talking to you earlier in the week, you pointed out the rounded bottom that gold, the actual precious metal, formed kind of back in late December, which is a good sign, and it is showing, rather than some snapback rallies that we have that were quickly sold off, this rounded bottom can be taken as a more positive sign. But the mining stocks, especially HUI, GDX, GDXJ, these ETFs out there, they bottomed about a month after gold, and they have experienced this more snapback rally. As you mentioned, these ETFs are screaming higher over the last, 12 to 14 days. What's the difference here? Why do you think we had a different bottoming timing, albeit only about a month difference, but a different formation of the bottom for gold when you compare it to the stocks?
Well, this is going to sound a little counterintuitive, but when the miners went down and broke, briefly broke that September low, that was a sign to me that they were putting in a bottom, and I'll try and explain why here real quick. When gold made its low in December, the miners did not follow gold down and make a lower low. They were making higher lows. And that was the first warning sign that something different was happening. And I think that is the point at which big money recognized that the bottom was occurring now. And so the way big money gets into a position, and this doesn't matter whether, we're talking about gold or oil or stock market or whatever, at a major cyclical top or major cyclical bottom, big money will either push the market to a breakout and sell their positions into the breakout, or in the case of the miners here, they will short the market heavily and force a breakdown and then buy their positions into that breakdown. So if you look at the NASDAQ, that's exactly how the NASDAQ topped back in July, I think it was. A slight break above the 2000 and top gets all the retail traders bullish. They start buying on the breakout. The smart money sells to them. Same thing occurred here in the miners, only in the other direction. All this warning signs were there that the market was bottoming. So as gold started to move down into its first daily cycle low, the big money starts shorting those miners very heavily, trying to force that breakdown. And you've got 6 months worth of stops there. So when that technical level gets broken, all the retail traders and hedge funds panic. They sell their position. And that allows these big banks basically to scoop up all of those shares at the exact bottom of the market. So, a little bit contrary to what it would seem logically, that breakdown was telling me that we were forming a bottom and that big money had manufactured that stop run so that they could get in at the exact bottom.
Now, what about the U.S. dollar? We've seen a pretty big drop the last couple days. And an overall, I would say, trend down, albeit a short-term trend right now, after breaking out of that trading range in the high 90s. How much of an impact do you think the weak dollar is having on this rise in gold price?
I think it's definitely helping spur the gold on. We're still very early in this dollar cycle. It's on day 4, and they usually last 20 to 30 days. So not going to really look for a bottom in the dollar until maybe the end of the month. And again, I want to talk a little bit about the so-called fundamentals of the dollar. And this is just, markets are just irrational. When something is going up or if it's entering a bubble phase, people will, they'll manage to conjure up whatever kind of fairy tale they need to explain why price is rising. In the housing bubble, I heard stories that we were running out of land. Apparently people hadn't driven across the Mojave Desert to see exactly how much land we have here in Vegas. But, just my point, during these irrational moves, people will, come up with a reason for why price is doing what it's doing. So over the last year, because the dollar has been rising, we hear all these theories about why the dollar should fundamentally be strong and so on and so forth. And I'm telling you, this is just nonsense. The U.S. is the largest debtor nation the world has ever seen. We have $19 trillion in debt. We're never going to be able to repay that. If you include the unfunded liabilities, we're at $127 to $130 trillion in debt. There is only one way this story can end. The U.S. is going to have to default on that debt by debasing the currency. So, you know, to say that there is a fundamental reason for the dollar to go up is just a fairy tale. The dollar has to go down, and ultimately the fundamentals will drag the dollar back down. I don't know whether it's started now or not, but one way or another, the dollar has to go down for the U.S. To pay that debt.
So, Gary, overall, real quick here, do you think it is worth investors moving into gold and gold stocks right now and chasing this higher?
I think you can buy positions right here and then just hold them for the next 5 years. At this point, I think you can quit worrying about wiggles in the market up or down. You know, we're going to have corrections, but I'm pretty much convinced that we've got the bottom. I think the bullion banks are done attacking the gold market, and I think you can just take your positions and then look at them again in 4 or 5 years.
Okay, so more of a long-term play. Again, let's quickly revisit. Anytime this summer, spring, even in the fall, do you think we're going to get another pullback that will scare some people?
Oh, most definitely. The gold market will still have intermediate declines. We'll be due for one, you know, probably another intermediate bottom in April or May. As we talked the other day, the initial leg out of a bear market low in miners, you'll typically do 50% or more. We may do more than that, since I think this was to a big extent an artificial bear market, and so the snapback may be more violent than what it has been in the past. But we are going to get a correction, and when it does, everybody is going to assume again that the bear market, you know, was not over, and here we go again. I don't think we're going to make lower lows, and that will be your next really good buying opportunity during that next scary correction in April or May.
Okay, Gary. Always enjoy chatting with you again. Everybody go check out Gary's website. That is Smart Money Tracker. Gary, it's always good to have you on, and there is no denying that gold is in an uptrend right now, and the gold stocks are in a very aggressive uptrend. Nice to see some support coming into this gold market. I sure hope you are right that we have seen the bottom, but let's all keep in mind that still, timing-wise, spring, summer-ish, there will be another pullback. Let's just hope that it won't hit new lows. Thanks for your time, Gary.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.